times.
Fidel Garcia is the owner of Capital Pilates, and Patrick Carl is co-owner of the Capital City Diner. Both were able to start businesses in Washington with a small loan from the Latino Economic Development Corporation. Garcia is a Cuban immigrant who opened his Pilates exercise studio in November in an upscale neighborhood after retiring as a professional ballet dancer. He applied for loans at many banks but was turned down. Then he went to LEDC and got $10,000.
It was a great help because in that point I really need that money to help with the equipment, with the rent, and I am very thankful to them because I really need that extra push that they give me.
Patrick Carl and his business partner say LEDC let them borrow $35,000.
They sort of, you know, walked you through the process like you were family. You know, it wasn't sort of so business-like that, you know, it was uncomfortable or difficult or surprising. It was just helpful.
The Latino Economic Development Corporation began the lending program more than 10 years ago to help Hispanics, but now provides loans to anyone with a low income. Charlene Van Dyke is the lending manager.
We look to see how much a client can afford to pay, and that's how we determine how much they get. How much a client has available after they've paid all of their expenses to be able to take on a new debt.
She says more than half the clients are Latino.
There's a huge immigrant population in Washington. We have a bunch of Ethiopian clients. We have clients from Southeast Asia.
LEDC is often the last stop for people with low incomes who want to set up small businesses.
We've worked with an accounting firm, we've worked with an autopsy service, we've worked with a lot of online services, companies that are starting online businesses.
Financing is also given to restaurants like the Capital City Diner, which was constructed in the 1940s. The diner was moved by truck from a small town in New York to a low-income neighborhood in Washington.
We bought the restaurant, the entire building, plates, dishes. We found the diner on eBay. We live in the neighborhood, and there's no place for breakfast. There's no sit-down restaurants. And, you know, it seemed like, you know, a good opportunity for us.
Capital City Diner opened 2 months ago, and like Garcia's Pilates studio, business is booming.
On any given day, you can have a rich person next to a poor person. You know, it could be anybody who walks in because everyone wants good food at good prices and, you know, a comfortable atmosphere.
Garcia says after he pays off his loan, he plans to apply for another small loan from LEDC.
Because the studio has to grow, and there is a lot of people that want to take classes here.
Last year, LEDC handed out $600,000 in small loans. Only one client has not repaid a loan after he lost a job that helped support his business. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.